It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 seasons of Beaver hockey, some of the best people to wear the green and white have been named as team captains. Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Tom Ceratori became the head coach of the Beavers in 2001. In his 17 seasons in Bemidji, he's had some great captains. Chris McKelvey scored the first goal of the game against Notre Dame in the Midwest Regional in March of 2009. That one play epitomizes what Beaver hockey is all about.
It was a minute into the game, and all it was just simple puck pressure. It did what we wanted. It was F1 pressure behind the goal line, and their defensemen, we created a hurry, which is a term we use all the time. We created a hurry, and then the next thing you know, there's a loose puck, and Mac gets it, and we end up scoring kind of a fluky goal. But again, that's what it got the bench. It really got the bench elevated, and it's, as you know, it's great playing with a lead. I don't care if it's 1-0, 1 minute into the game, you have a lead. So now, you know what, doubt creeps in with the opposition, and then obviously, right, you know, with us, if there was any doubt, it eliminates that doubt at that particular time. And then obviously, again, we really, that was just a momentum builder, and we really built on that. It's not like it's unusual. We had one line that could really score, but that's kind of, you know, a lot of teams in college hockey only have one line that can really score. So we had enough talent. And you look back at that team, you don't realize it at the time, but we had a big-time NHL forward and Reader. We got a legit NHL defenseman and pro defenseman in Brad Hunt, and an NHL signee in Nets with Matt Dalton. At that time, you don't realize what you have. So that was a pretty good hockey team. When you look back at our high-end players were all pretty good. So, again, we had talent on that team. But, yeah, you're spot on. I mean, I guess you can fly under the radar pretty good because people are zeroing in on Reed, Schofield, and Matt Francis. But we had a pretty good supporting cast as well.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.